Dear Laura, roses are red, but Dear Laura, I have a question. It's time for Letters to Laura on Star 98.
All right, here we go. This is from Britt, and she says, I think I remember Laura talking about dating older men. First of all, have we had that conversation? It's not you're an open book, right? So, I mean, you have dated older men in the past, right? Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever dated somebody that was younger than me.
Okay.
Quite honestly.
So then she's correct.
I'm trying to think. But yeah. I mean, there's never been a huge age gap of like 40 years or so. But no.
Oh,
but
really?
Okay. So continue.
Yeah. So she remembers us talking about that apparently. She says, I'm 22 and I'm currently dating a 32-year-old. His parents are not exactly on board with the 10-year age difference. How can I win them over? And that's from Brit. So 22 dating a 32-year-old, and it's not her parents that are like, I don't know about this. It's his parents who are like, I don't know about this, dating a much younger woman. So how can Brit win over the parents, because she already senses a little bit of uneasiness with the parents in this particular 10-year age difference?
Well, I think how you win over anybody's parents is by them seeing treat their son kindly and like they would want their son to be treated. I think even if there's no age difference, of course, every parent wants someone nice for their son or for their daughter.
Yeah.
But the age difference thing, so 10 years. See, and that's funny because when I was in college, my best friend from high school started dating a guy who was 12 years older. And we were young at the time. I had just started college. So I was probably just 18 at the time, and she would have been 19. And I think he may have been 31.
Wow, okay.
At the time.
So that's a dozen years, right? So that's
yeah,
hefty.
And they are still happily married. They have three kids.
Yeah.
I love her husband. I remind her sometimes, like, listen, Sarah, he puts up with you, okay? So whatever you're mad at right now, you need to stop. And
yeah.
She's like, I know.
Yeah.
I know. So again, I think it depends person to person. You can have a really immature 30-year-old, or you can have a really mature 20-year-old.
Yeah.
And so I think that sliding scale. Now, again, age matters if it's too young, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I guess it depends person to person. And I think just the parents are probably concerned maybe initially about that age difference. But mm-hmm. if they see that their son and you match up on a maturity level,
yeah,
well, then they're going to like you.
There it is. I mean, there it is. I think the maturity level is key there, because you're right. Some 22-year-olds are much, much more mature than some 35-year-olds that we know. Here's the other thing about the 22, the 10-year difference. 22, 32 kind of seems like it's a big difference. But now as they grow older together, 52, 42, now it doesn't seem that bad, right? It doesn't seem that
big. And I think it doesn't seem bad because you've had more life experience.
Right.
And maybe you at 22 haven't had the life experience that he at 32 has had. But as you both continue to grow and have those life experiences, the age difference kind of evens out, even though, I mean, it's number-wise, it's still going to be there. But because you've had time to live and deal with things and figure out who you are and who you want to be and what you want your relationship to be, I think that's why later on down the road, you don't look at a 52 versus a 42-year-old
right,
the same as
exactly.
Maybe parents would be concerned about 32 versus 22.
Yep, no doubt about it. That's Letters to Laura today. If you, Britt, hopefully that helps you. I would say, Britt, just be you, man. Just be you. Just be you and let the chips fall. Obviously, he likes you. You like him. And you'll win over the parents just by being you, no matter what your age is. So that would be my advice for Britt.
Right, and I would say maybe try to spend more time with the parents.
Yeah.
Because, of course, if they just know you by, my son's dating a 22-year-old
right.
and know nothing about you,
yeah,
of course they're going to make judgments. It's
yeah.
human nature to kind of assume things without getting to know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But once they get to know you, they may not even look at you as a 22-year-old anymore. They're just going to look at you as, my son's nice girlfriend that we like.
Sure. Letters to Laura. Anytime. Send them at star98.net. You can send them to the studio. You can do whatever you want. Get them to us any way you can. Letters to Laura every Wednesday around 7:40. Starting out of 8.